AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Kilmer Abrego-Garcia showed up for and walked away from a scheduled appointment at an Immigration and Customs Enforcement field office today. Donna Warder has the story.
Supporters stood with Kilmer Abrego-Garcia outside an immigration enforcement office in Baltimore. The federal judge said that immigration officials could not detain Abrego-Garcia again until the court holds a hearing on a request for a temporary restraining order. Abrego-Garcia had been released from detention just hours before. He told the crowd he's grateful for their support.
I am grateful and give gratitude to all of the people that have been fighting with me since day one, who God has put in my life and my family's life.
In 2019, a U.S. immigration judge gave Abrego-Garcia protection from being sent back to his home country, El Salvador. But earlier this year, he was mistakenly deported to a notorious prison in the country. Facing pressure, the Trump administration finally brought him back to the U.S. in June, but took him into custody again, accusing him of human smuggling. I'm Donna Warder.
President Trump says the leaders of Thailand and Cambodia have agreed to renew a truce after days of deadly clashes along their border. The Trump administration helped broker the ceasefire earlier this year. The National Trust for Historic Preservation is suing President Trump, seeking to halt his White House ballroom project. It wants comprehensive design reviews and public comments and approval by Congress. The trust argues by fast-tracking construction, Trump violated two acts governing such projects and exceeded his constitutional authority by not seeking congressional approval. House Democrats have released 19 photos from the estate of Jeffrey Epstein. They include images of Donald Trump, Bill Clinton, and the former Prince Andrew, as well as Epstein taking a bubble bath. This is AP News. Seth Soutel wraps up the trading week with the AP Markets Report.
More drops for superstar AI stocks knocked Wall Street off its all-time highs. The S&P 500 fell 1.1% Friday. It was the worst day for the index in 3 weeks. The weakness for tech stocks pulled the Nasdaq Composite down 1.7%. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gave back 245 points. That's about 0.5%. Broadcom sank 11%. Other AI market darlings were also lower. Oracle pulled back another 4.5%. Nvidia skidded 3.3%. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury climbed to 4.18%. Seth Soutel, New York.
For the week, the S&P and the Nasdaq were down, the Dow up about 1%. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thank you for listening.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.